understand what you're saying, Chris, but also, this is not a one, two, or three. This is a change in the overall way we think. So it's, they're thinking differently about how we proceed. So it would be hard to quantify it because it's a new kind of movement forward. Is it fair to say that we're not looking for individual points to be addressed? We're looking for the whole new strategy to be enforced as we move forward. Is that not what the strategy is? This strategy particularly is about?
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure what you're suggesting. So let's look at the first one. The first is develop a comprehensive walking initiative to provide opportunities for people to walk in the community. So that might take them a month or two to develop that, and that's going to take, then they'll actually implement that over the next 3 or 4 years. They'll promote it once a month, once every couple of weeks. They might do a training workshop or something. And so, but each one of those takes time and effort, and so I just don't want to build up false expectations that we're going to come back. We're going to have a checkbox and check off 10 things.
Right.
Because most of these are going to be ongoing for the whole 3, 4, 5
years. Fair enough. Second part of that is, how is the MPAL position, how does that get quantified? Because isn't there, when we go to apply for the next term, isn't there some sort of success rate that they will need to know in order to provide the funding?
My understanding is they need a strategy.
Okay.
And then the position has to attend 5 or 10 meetings a month or whatever it is. It's onerous, the administrative responsibility. So,
okay. So
Norm can speak to it, but the meetings he has to go through, some of that stuff. So a lot of stuff can't get done.
So it's not based on successes from here?
Don't think so, but I can answer that.
If you look on page one of the staff report, Counselor, and I know the term physical activity outcomes is a little bit fuzzy, but I compare that to curriculum outcomes in school, right?
Yeah.
Is that, would a beach bash, not to pick on the beach bash, would it be a physical activity outcome? Probably not. Okay, so that's priority. Align activities with the MOU. If you ever want to see of the position, that gives much more detail about what's being requested. And in broad strokes, they're looking for walking and biking initiatives of some kind. They're looking for policy work. They're looking for, in some cases, active transportation frameworks. So there's some different things there. The whole of government approach, bullet three, very important. So when we're doing something, whether it's engineering or works or planning, that there's recreational, it's looked at through a physical activity lens, as I call it. And the diverse multiple actions covering policy programs, public awareness, social built environments. And that's a mouthful, and it's a long term, it's a long term plan.
Just another comment about the strategy and the fact that you're trying to get out, and one of the parts of the strategy is to get out into the community and actually have the community engage in certain activities so that you don't constantly have to organize things and do
correct.
That. You want it
correct.
To be self-contained within an organization
yep.
or directed by them. And I would just, this is an example, and it may have happened last year, but I don't know because I wasn't going to the young hockey games, but I know the Winter Carnival Day last week at the arena.
Right.
It's Thursday, and the buses dropped the kids off, and when we were standing in the lobby, we were waiting to go to the little hockey game, out came one of the staff people with a great big cart with the helmets and the skates on it,
yep.
and everybody around me said, where do they come from? And I said, well, that's available here at the arena, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that the ice must have been filled that day because the guy had just about everything out of the room, I think. That looked like it anyway. But the point I'm trying to make is you start it and you make awareness to these people, and now those young kids that may have only been on the ice for the first time may come to the, you know, public skates on a regular basis. So if you can get 2 or 3 of them doing that, it's engaging the school to hold part of their event at Queen's Place, and then it can just go from there.
And we're doing that on a sort of more geographically broader scale with our play boxes,
mm-hmm.
where people can immediate access. Maybe they don't have or can't afford a skateboard and a helmet. It's right there for them, both in Caledonia and in Liverpool. We're going to expand that to hopefully some more communities, maybe even a beachfront one this year, so that people can go And instead of, nothing wrong with tanning, but they can have a physical component to it when they go build a, you know, maybe it's those flutter board things or whatever, right? So that's the thing, is to, you're hitting on one of the very key things is starting to take away some of those barriers. You know, those kids were transported there, they didn't or couldn't have skates and a helmet, they got them. And that's how you have to think about it. You have to kind of think about what challenges people to become physically active, and that's the thinking that we have to do, for sure.
So are you ready for the question? Question. All those in favor of the motion? Unanimous, thank you. Thank you, Norm.
Thank you, Mr.
So the next item on the agenda is 12.2, Community Investment Fund, Capital Investment, Universal Design Playback. Who would like to take the lead on 12.2? Councilor Johnson?
I will, as soon as I find a recommendation.
That's great. Okay. That the Council of the Regional Community Municipality agree to invest up to $99,750 in the universally designed play park project located at 72 Old Clubs Burnham Road from its Community Investment Fund, and that the Region of Queens Municipality staff not commence the project until such time that all terms as outlined in the agreement are met.
Seconded for that, Councilor Chris. Megan, did you want to give us a brief overview on this?
Sure. I think most of it's in the report, but we've been working with the Autism Nova Scotia as well as the local fundraising committee for probably 18 months now. So trying to finalize the design layout. They've worked very hard at sourcing what equipment will be included and making sure that it's going to include everything that they envision and is going to meet the needs of the community. So at this point, they've provided us with quotes and the equipment they'd like to see as part of it. And we're just saying at this point, because at the end of the project we will own this play park, that they will focus their efforts on the fundraising portion of it. And then we'll still work with them on finalizing the last few details, things that are included, but they can focus their efforts on the fundraising, which is the part that we still need.
Any comments or questions of councilors? Are you ready? Yes, no. Councilor McLeod.
I just have a question. Oh, mm-hmm. We're on 12.2?
We are.
Yep.
Play park.
Mm-hmm.
I just have a question regarding, it said in the background, total funding available in 2019-20 was $375,000. Was that in the investment fund?
Yes, we agreed to set aside $200,000 from last year as a one-time investment, and
okay.
Then the budget this year is $175,000, so the total is $375,000.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. All right, just a clarification.
Gives us some money to work with.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
Councilor Johnson?
Is there any deadline when these folks have to come up with their 75%? How long can this be on our books?
So this would be for this upcoming fiscal. So they have a funding agreement with one of the grants that they have right now, and they have a deadline with them for that portion. But we wouldn't commence the project until they have their funds secured, because they're under the agreement. Those funds will be provided to us to then complete the project.
So they have 1 year. They wouldn't, if they don't get the money,
right.
The project up in a year.
We do similar to what they do with the skate park. We send it and then come back again with a new tax.
Because if they didn't do it in a year, the materials they're going to buy would change somewhat, the cost would change, all the things would change, and so you need a new application.
Okay. And just one more question about the
yeah.
Did the scope of this change, Megan? Because we originally talked about there was going to be a need for water and electricity that was going to be some in-kind stuff. We touched on it a bit yesterday.
So that had last budget year, that had come out. So when that agreement was in place, we didn't have the community investment fund. So that in-kind work was under a different agreement. When the community investment came into place, that all became part of that, because those are things that we would do that are costs associated with the project that would fall under that.
Okay.
Yep.
Any other councilor? Deputy Mayor Kelly?
So just to clarify then, we're committing $100,000, well, almost $100,000 for the next fiscal year to this. So what happens to, does that mean there's only, well, $75,000 left or whatever is in the reserves for the community investment fund to be for anyone else that applies for this fund this year? And then if they, I mean, I'll,
I know what you're saying. So the 175 for this upcoming year will be in the community investment fund.
Yeah.
This would come out of that amount, but we also have the reserve.
Yeah.
So if you run out of that, then at that point, and CAO, you can correct me if I'm wrong here, then you, the recommendation would be that you'd be taking it out of the reserve fund because you spent all of the budget line for that year. Am I correct on that?
Yeah, but I mean, I'm still talking about, I mean, doesn't it seem a bit premature to do this year? I mean, this is $100,000. That means we're talking about $300,000 of money to be raised by Autism Nova Scotia for this play park?
Correct. So they have grants that they have applied for, and if they actually get all of the grants, they will have enough to complete the project.
Oh, so it's feasible.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's why it's before you
all
today.
Right. Okay.
And a lot of the funding that they're looking to get, kind of, they would like to see that there's municipal support. So that helps in their application and knowing that this project is going to move forward.
That's right.
Yeah.
Any other counselor? Comment or question? Are you ready for the question?
Question.
Yes.
All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. Thank you very much. Debbie's happy, I can tell.
You're impatient.
Okay. So we will now move on to 12.3, the Open Centennial Pool Replacement Site Recommendation. Who would like to take
this
the lead on 12.3?
He's leaving me.
Councilor Pratt?
Yes.
You ready now?
No, I can't.
One meeting here? I recommend that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality authorize staff to begin the process of finalizing future programming for a new outdoor aquatic facility to be located on Queens Crossing land adjacent to Best Western, with a request for proposals for final design tentatively scheduled for issuance in the winter of 2021.
Second to that, Councilor Francis. So do you want to give us an update on this one?
So this was a report that we were asked to prepare. As we know, the last 2 years, the design consultation portion of the pool replacement was taken out during council deliberations. So this is in an effort to try to think ahead so that we have a plan in place that we can implement, because we know at some point Milton Pool is going to stop existing. It's well beyond its useful life. Yes, it's still functioning at this point, but there is obviously many issues, as you all know, with the current pool. So this is just try to identify some locations based on a minimum size pool. So that would be a 25-meter four-lane pool. That's the minimum. And then obviously most of these sites have the ability to then expand that a little bit or kind of focus it a little bit more once you get to that point of what actually will be included in that pool.
What
do you mean by minimum? So that's the lowest.
So that's a minimum. So that would be the minimum requirement. So you would never build a pool that is less than 25 meters and four lanes.
And the one we have now is?
Nowhere near. No.
Really?
So the place that's recommended on the west side of the building, it's only the minimum for them. There's no opportunity to expand there, is that correct?
Not the west side. So the one that's we're saying is over by behind the dirt park.
Oh, you're, oh, sorry, I've misheard that.
And so in thinking about places, and obviously, you know, these are just suggestions, and if council doesn't agree with the suggestion, I mean, that's your prerogative. So the things we kind of thought about were, you know, connectivity to other things. So in trying to determine a place, you know, connecting to other things that are going on so that it's not just one pool in one place. It's more than aquatics facility, it's those connections to other things. And I think the other important piece is that we have to consider that for the most part this is going to be people using the pool that are residents. It's not so much going to be, you know, a visitor draw. It's a pool to teach our local residents how to swim. So, you know, I think putting it in a place that allows them to do other things and, you know, maybe spend more time at the pool are all important factors of that.
Any other council? Deputy Mayor Kelly?
So your vision for replacing the Milton pool is just to build another pool?
So the minimum is to, so what else are you asking?
What's your vision? Because like when I first read this, I was like, okay, and I've had conversations with the CAO, so I understand the thinking behind it, but I'd almost rather work on a design first as to what we consider what the community would like to see out of a water facility, not just a pool. So we need to be thinking about what the community needs. Everybody wants an indoor pool,
mm-hmm.
But we can't afford that. We need a new pool, outdoor pool, but how can we enhance that so that it's more appealing to a broader audience, like seniors and smaller kids, not just $2.5 to $3 million for kids to take swimming lessons.
Right, so that would be part of like the design
yeah.
consultation, like that's all part of what would be kind of finalized in that part of it. So you know that you're building a pool. In the end of the day, it's a pool, but it's what else are you going to include in
yeah.
that in order to make it more than just the pool?
But until we
yeah.
know that, that's my problem,
mm-hmm.
like what I'm trying to understand is until we know that, how can you pick a location until you know what's involved and what's all part of it?
So the sites kind of that we went or are part of this all had the ability to be more than just that 25-meter four-lane pool. So you can then kind of you can kind of take that and make it into what you said, like what are you going to have exactly part of it. So the location's the location, and then you can put whatever it is you envision at that point into the location. That's kind of why we went with the recommendation that we had, because it has that ability. There's more space that you could put other things there as well, or whatever it is you choose to make part of that pool.
Councilor Johnson?
If I'm correct, all we're approving here today is allowing staff to go forward to do a study as to what we need, where we need the equipment. That can be done by staff, or is it going to be done in consultation with, God forbid, consultants?
CAO, would you like to respond
to that question? Mr. Johnson, aren't you a consultant?
You wouldn't be voting.
So the request today is obviously there's one location that's being recommended, and as Megan mentioned about the dynamics of it, has the ability to expand and go bigger. So the request today is for council to endorse that location, and then further work would take place as to meeting with stakeholders, meeting with group, public consultation, all those types of things to determine what the final program is going to look like. That would be developed into an RFP document, and that would come back to council for approval. That this is the final, this would be the RFP to hire the architect to actually design the pool, which would then get you to a Class C estimate so you can price it. So what you're endorsing, what's recommended here is you endorse that location and then endorse staff to go and finalize it what that program looks like and bring back the final RFP with what that design looks like.
Okay, so when you say about we're endorsing this one Queens Crossing, the vacant land, you know, we want to make sure that we don't do something to the footprint that's going to take away other opportunities.
Yeah.
And we're aware of that. We're aware of the other discussions that are taking place, or I'm aware of them anyway, so we'll be careful that way.
Okay.
The other thing I just want to mention as well, we talked about Deputy Mayor mentioned about needs versus wants, and it's, most people can't distinguish between the two, me included. And so what I'm afraid of, or what I hope we wouldn't do is to go out and ask people what they want, because one person's gonna want a 6-lane, 25-meter pool, and then they're gonna want a therapeutic pool, they're gonna want a hot tub, they're gonna want a big water slide, they're gonna want all these things. We're gonna build up expectations, and we're gonna go back and say, well, that's $8 million or $5 million. Sorry, we're just gonna build a 4-lane, 25-meter pool, and then people are gonna be very frustrated, mad, and angry at us because we don't ask them what they wanted, but then we couldn't do it. So it's more appropriate for us to have those discussions with people, using public consultation, come up with what we think is reasonable based on what we believe this community needs, what we think we can afford, and to incorporate all those different thoughts in there, but not necessarily come up with a big long wish list, because a wish list will be long, and at the end of the day we'll have an indoor pool like we've been talking about before, that we know isn't financially possible right now.
So, Councilor Frelick, did you have anything to follow up?
On a follow-up, I haven't spoken. I guess my challenge with Queens Crossing is we've never really had a vision for that property. You know, we have the potential to have a lumber yard on the opposite side of Best Western because Irving owned that other side. There's currently a for sale sign on the other side, so it could be absolutely anything. It's, and without a vision to know what that whole property or the location around it, I have a hard time believing that a pool, and it probably would, but yet at the same time, you don't know what could happen before we actually break ground for that pool, because there's so many variables in there. So I'm less enthused about that one, but I also am kind of enthused about the Pine Grove one, but yet we don't know anything about it. So is there something you can tell us about that?
About the location?
Location and kind of what you see happening, and I know there's challenges I've listed here, but you know, it's in close proximity.
Mm-hmm.
Are there, you know, is that something we should be exploring?
So I guess at this point, I don't know a lot about that site location, other than that it has the ability and the space required that you could build a pool on it. Obviously, it's wooded right now.
Yeah.
It's part of Pine Grove, so you would definitely have to take trees down, you'd have to build a road in, because what's being proposed is that it would be back near to where the trail is in behind that goes across.
Okay.
So in terms of what I know about that location, I don't know a lot about it other than the fact that it would have the space available.
Yeah, see, that's a challenge for having a vision about something that we just... It's just simply there because we have the space available.
Mm.
Like if we're able to talk about it more, it could be the perfect place, or it could be off the list completely. Without a vision attached to it, it's hard for any of these to kind of bubble to the top. So, and you know, we have Privateer Park. We all know the challenges with that park. In my world, it would be the ideal place for it because it's downtown.
And I think if we were at the point that the downtown work was being done with the flood mitigation and everything, if we were at the point that that was happening right now,
yeah,
that would probably make sense, but not knowing kind of the timeline on any of that or how long owed it would be or what it's going to look like yet, it's hard to say, you know, that would be the recommended spot because you kind of just don't know when it's going to happen or what it's going to look like.
Yeah, but again, that is one of the challenges because we don't even know if there's a solution for that. So here it is on the list for us to choose from, and we're obviously not going to choose it because there's other external things happening with that, same as Queen's Place. So yeah, it just feels a little early for us to be talking about this, and I really want to talk about it, but yet I would really like to explore our options in a bigger, better way than just seeing it on a piece of paper. I don't know what you do with that, but that's how I feel.
Would it be helpful, I guess before I make my statement, are there other locations that people think they would support or think would be the top of their list? You mentioned, or the recommendation is the Queen's Place, Place by West Western, you mentioned Pine Grove. Are other people supportive of that one? Are there other ones that people would say they would put at the top of the list? Or are there some we can just scratch right off completely today and say skip those ones completely?
I think there is, but I
game without, I mean, this just came in our package, didn't the same as everyone else, so we haven't really had time. We didn't know that it was coming up so fast, so we haven't had time to kind of think about what that big picture is. So
I guess what I was going to say is staff can go back and come up with some ideas or big picture thinking, but it wouldn't be realistic to go 8 places.
Oh, no.
But if you want to pick two places, we could do some, put together some people and some thoughts about what this might look like, where the interconnectivities would be, some of that stuff, and come back and say, here's what we think about these two locations and the pluses and minuses in more detail and what the lines might look like, what the bigger picture would be as opposed to just a pool. But it wouldn't be practical to do it for 8 locations.
No, absolutely, and that's just a waste of time. But that certainly would be helpful for me, I know. I'm looking at all of these, pros and cons, a lot of pros and cons, but it's exciting, the potential in some of them, for sure.
Councilor McLeod?
Well, I think looking at Queen's Landing and looking at what is currently on the site with the rec center, the skateboard park, and hopefully the other play park area. I think we've already got sort of a vision, because when we decided to put the playground there, we said that then that would provide an opportunity for others to use the other facilities as well. So we have the rink, and we have the skateboard park. So if a pool was there, then it would provide an attraction for the other facilities. So it's like it's feeding on one another. To having a big area like that, and that was a rec center. That's why we put the recreation center there, is, you know, the main focus was selling other land and other properties is a real bonus, and it's great to have that, because any sale of that with that extra monies can go back into supporting these other recreation facilities that we want to build. So I think there is sort of a mini vision there that we've already established.
Me? Are you on me? I really find it difficult to have to pick a location. And if you're saying we don't really have to pick a location, then why are we sitting here picking a location? I would rather the conversation go on for within the next year, like, in conjunction with the flood mitigation plan. They're obviously, engineering's working on in-house plans of what that would look like and come up with something that we can discuss and talk about. Maybe that means that it would be feasible to put it on the waterfront, working with engineering to see what they're doing there. I mean, Pine Grove would be an excellent spot, and Queen's Place could be an excellent spot. They all have their own qualities. But until, I really, really am struggling, until we talk about what we're looking at here, something to present to the public to say, this is what we're thinking about doing. We're only looking at tweaks. This is all we can afford to do. We can afford to put this in and that in. This is what our boundaries are for this. There's accessibility issues for each place. We'd like it to be local for more people to be assessed, but I really struggle with why we have to pick a location now. Like, if we worked on what we wanted to do, what it is we wanted to have, it'd be easy to pick a location later on, because it would fit with, it would only fit in 3. So if we say we pick 2 or 3 locations so that they can look to see whether something fits in those 3 locations and investigate them, why don't we just pick the project, the design, work on that over the next year, and then see where it fits best after talking to the public about what they would expect to see within boundaries that we can afford to do. I don't know, I'm just really struggling with having to pick a location right now. I understand, And the other thing to consider too is that, you know, Queen's Place was supposed to be, you know, business-wise, whatever, it was supposed to, I wasn't on council then, but I mean, wasn't it supposed to, we're supposed to be selling land. This is prime business retail land that we should be selling to make money back for the region, but what we keep doing is giving it away to projects. Mind you, I'm not I guess. And I mean, if that's our vision for that area, then that should have been the vision, and we wouldn't have had a Dollarama or a Kent's or, you know, sold on that property to start with, right? It would have been a recreational park, a recreation park, you know, where people could stay, you know what I mean? But now we've got that all, we've missed the boat on that because we already have retail there. But I think on the other hand too, we have more recreational facilities there, or could have there, or committed to have more recreational facilities there right now than we do have other retail. So again, I do agree that there's no vision for that place as to what we put there. So we're currently giving away and using land that we could be selling and getting money back for the region of Queens.
Any other councilman? Councilor Fancy?
It's a difficult.
No matter what we come up with, it's always going to be different views. I mean, no matter how you look at it. I've always always liked it on the west side of the building because it, you know, the green space, because of the proximity to the building, the closeness to get around and moving about. I mean, that's always been my choice. But I would have no problem with it being up in the back part there if it all becomes part of the infrastructure of what we were trying to accomplish. And the whole thing, no matter what, you're going to have to give to, like, I know you're going to have privacy. It's going to have privacy fence. You're going to have the whole thing to make somebody feel safe and secure and not looked upon all the time. The other one, you can look out from the road down, and that's even worse. All the cars driving by looking at you. So you're never going to get clear of those type of things. I hate things in isolation. Which would be even over the Milton Pool, I mean, there's nobody around. So you know, I always like to think, well, somebody's got to be there, and you know, there's anything. Isolation's never good, especially with water and things. You know, anything can happen, will happen. Even though I am in Milton, like, that would be down the list with the Milton Pool being there. With the Pine Grove, I don't know where you'd ever put it. It wouldn't be in isolation. Even over town would be at that spot. It would be not. It would still be in isolation. So mine would be go back to the to be the most appropriate of the things. But
any other councillor? No questions or comments? So we're sort of at a point here. We can vote on the recommendation, or someone can defer to staff. Deputy Mayor, could you give me 2 seconds?
Could I defer this motion until we have more time to discuss what type of facility we're looking at? And then, I mean, they're all great locations, and the work is not wasted. The work is, it's all good. It's all good work to come back to. It's good to know that these are the locations that are possible. But I'd like to defer this until we have time to discuss more about what the vision is for replacing Milton Pool.
I have a seconder for that. Councilor Frelick. So I have a motion to defer, moved by Deputy Mayor Kelly, seconded by Councilor Frelick. Any discussion? Councilor Johnson?
Just clarity before I vote. What we're deferring, ask him to come back to what because I can't hear you. What are we deferring to?
We're deferring this decision until we have the opportunity to discuss what type of facility that we're looking at replacing the pool with.
Okay, good.
And so, what does that look like to you? Like, do you want us to go out and do extensive public consultation now to determine what the public want, or
you just want
30 days or 60 days to reflect on it?
Yes.
No, I want the whole year to come back and look at what type of facility. Start the work on, like, what are we looking at? What can we do for $2.5 billion? Like, and how do we fund this? Like, come back with a plan about, it could be top level, plans as to what the vision is for replacement of Milton Pool.
So we'll know what the vision is from the public's perspective and going to the public consultation.
Exactly, but what you're saying is that we don't go to the public consultation because we don't want them to pick a million different things that they want in this and then not be able to deliver that. So what we take out to public consultation is what we bring, what staff work on to bring back to us to say, this is what we would envision replacing Milton Pool with, right? And that's what we agree on, and we agree that we go forth with this type of plan, and then we present that to the public and say, what do you think? Is that not, to me, that's what is sort of like the starting position of going forward, instead of picking a place first. That's what I'm having a problem with. Maybe we could just defer it until such a time that you come back to council with a plan as to this is how we go forward, and leave it at that. Would that be more acceptable?
Well, that's the recommendation you have here now, is the plan to go forward.
But without picking, I don't want to pick a location. And if you're saying we're not stuck with that location, then why are we picking a location?
So we can do what you're asking for, but by doing so, we'll probably eliminate a bunch of these properties, of which some of them you like. So I'm trying to not eliminate properties. If we like a particular property, or a particular
it's
location.
Like, which came first, the chicken or like?
Well, but we decided to build Queen's Place before we decided, or we picked the location before we decided what the building was going to look like.
Right.
We didn't design the building and then go find a piece of land. We actually had
That's
a piece
right.
of land, and then we knew how it was going to orient, how it was going to fit. And so we're using the same method.
Did you have other were there other places where you could have built Queen's Place?
I was involved. I don't think anything was considered that I know of, but I don't know.
Yeah, so.
I'm just trying
I
to.
I think we have more latitude with this. Okay, tell me this then. If we pick. Say we pick Queen's Place today, what does that mean? This means we're going forward, and no matter what anything else happens, we will have something at Queen's Place. End of. That's what will happen. There's no going back. There's no, if we say agree to this today or not agree to it, well, if we don't agree to it, I'm not really sure where you go from there, but I mean, if we agree to it, then Queen's Place is the place where there will be a pool, and that's that.
Not the case. What we're proposing here today, or what Megan's proposing, is that if you determine the location today where it's most appropriate, then staff would determine the size that's available. They would go and have some consultation with people in groups, determine what those interests are, what those needs are, look at what the industry standards are, the recreation facility standards are, look at other similar facilities in the province that may be the similar size, something that's been built recently, look at the costs. Then they would do some work with somebody, determine a Class D estimate, probably determine what that number is. They would based on that, they'd come up with some basic schematics to go to an RFP, and that would come back to council. And council at that time would make a decision. Here's the final location, here's the actual location on the ground, here's the water, sewer, the parking, here's the description, here's the accessibility or barrier free issues, here's the fencing. Here's all the programming that's going to take place in it, and the consultant has determined it's $4 million. You wish to issue the RFP for engineering and architecture design services. Council would say, no, it's too expensive, move it to another location, it's too expensive, cut some stuff out, or we want things added in. So today's decision isn't agreeing to spend any, well, other than a few dollars. It's not deciding that's the final place, not deciding that's what the design is. It's more council being committed, yes, we're going to replace Milton Pool when it no longer exists or is functional. That's the first question today.
Yes.
Yeah,
so
well, that's not what the motion is, though. It's pick a property.
But the discussion is staff are telling you that Milton Pool is on its last legs.
Yeah.
And so it may not last the summer.
We've already know that, though.
That's right. And so as staff, it's our responsibility to bring forth the next step in the plan. Is we're expecting you want to replace it. And so here's the preliminary steps to take to replace it. And so that's what we're recommending. And so if you want to defer it, that's fine. Recognizing deferring it for a year probably isn't going to give us any different information. We're still going to be back here a year with the same seven or eight properties. The recommendation might be different because we might know something. If we want to pick the waterfront, we might know more about what the waterfront design looks like and the flood mitigation. But that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to take place because it'll be millions of dollars, and you've got to go access the millions of dollars probably to do that work. So we're
we're trying to get a comfort level with council agreeing that yes, we're moving forward. Yes, we want some consultation about what the program will look like within this facility, what it will look like. And then based on that
acceptable to replacing the old pool, and I thought that was a given. I thought we all knew that. I mean, that's what we've talked about that so much, and
I haven't gotten that from council. I get mixed comments from council about whether we're in the pool business or not in the pool business. So.
Well,
so.
We definitely, well, as far as I'm concerned personally, I'm all, we need a pool, we need an outdoor pool, and if you move it next to Queen's Place and put a roof over it, all the better.
Well, then you have an indoor pool and you've got
$8 million. That's what everybody wants.
And
we already know that's what everybody wants, but I know that's unattainable. The next best thing is not across the street in a wide open space, but again, like until we know what it is, it's a difficult.
And so back to my original comment, you want us to go out and do public consultations and even focus groups to determine what that is.
Come back with a schematic that says, okay, what would it look like at Pine Grove? What would it look like over at Queen's Place? What would it look like down on the waterfront?
So when you're asking for a schematic, I'd like to be clear, what is your expectation of a schematic? Do you want a design or do you want a plot plan?
No, what the CAO just said.
Because that's not what I'm hearing as being a schematic. What the CAO was stating is that they would go out and consult the community as to what they would want and how the design would flow.
No, that's not what he said. What he just said there was to staff to come up with a schematic based on the location that we would choose. So he said, okay, we're not choosing one location. We want to look at all three, what would it look like on all three.
So I'll ask the CAO with your permission.
Yeah.
When we had our budget discussions, we deliberated more than once. And we well understand that we have problems with the pool in Milton. We understand that it is going to require replacement. It's questionable as to whether it's this year or 3 years down the road, but we know that we need to be on the process of looking at a replacement for that pool in Milton. We also agreed that we would not spend money during this year's budget on that pool. We would
deal
with it next year's budget.
And what that meant to me was that we were getting rid of the $175,000 to put plans together for the pool this year, which meant next year we would put something in budget to look at the plans.
Correct.
And then choose a location and then have the discussions in the next budget, not to not put any money in it this year, not to have any plans, but then surprisingly have this come back as let's choose a location. Wasn't expecting that at all after our budget discussions about removing the $175,000 to actually look at pool, get a consultant to put together drawings or something like that for a water facility.
And the recommendation states that that work would be done late next winter and it would be into the 2021 budget because it would be an RFP that wouldn't be awarded until we're in the next fiscal year. But to come back to the issue at hand, we have a deferral motion and a seconder to that to defer it to come back to council for a further discussion. And so I have Councillor Fairley who wanted to speak on that and then let me speak.
I would like to see you come back with a plan for a 4-lane pool with the option to build on later to be able to come up with any idea that the public would like to see later on. So, you know, we heard lots of comments in the last year about what they would like to see. So we know that we're going to put in a 4-lane pool. That's a given. So why can't we come up with something that says, here's our pool, here's what we're planning to do, here's what it looks like, but knowing that there will be other additions to it down the road, and it could be 10 years down the road. We don't have to bite it all off in one chunk. So, again, it could look different on different properties. It could look completely different at Pine Grove versus Queen's Place. I don't want to take Queen's Place because it's the easiest road. I just want to know what the big long-term plan is for it. So I don't know why you can't agree today that we're all looking for a new pool. Is that not what you would rather hear? Is that we all are committed to putting a new pool in at some point?
Well, I think we've already stated that. I don't think there's any position of council that we need to do that.
But we heard that there was opposition from council, that not everybody thought we were in the pool business.
Well, I think that's clarified today, but if it's not, perhaps we can clarify to the CAO.
But is that not the question at hand, that we are committed to building a pool when we need a pool? Which gives us time to come up with concepts and places that it could be. We're just looking at a few. We haven't even really looked anywhere other than the properties we own. And I'm not saying there's more out there, but...
Well, those aren't all properties that we own, so we're looking at additional properties as well during that package. We don't own everything in that package, Councilor Pepper.
Okay. Well,
but the issue that we're dealing with, I think, is currently, are we going to defer this? Are we going to vote on the deferral motion? And if we are, then we need to suddenly focus here on what we're dealing with, because the deferral motion is substantive in this motion today.
I don't believe we have to defer. I believe that we can come to the conclusion that we're all in support of a pool across the board, hopefully. And then go from there and do some real exploring of what we want and where it could be.
So I have Councilor Fancy.
Okay, I think it's a lot of interesting discussions on different thoughts, but I'm ready to look at the areas that, you know, because I don't think we're going to be any further ahead a year from today as we would be today. One of the other things about if it were to be even up on the, what we talked about, even taking away some of the land under the backside, I think it could be a plus to for developers to want to develop, and there's a pool there. You know, somebody wants to develop a housing project or anything else, and it definitely wouldn't be a detriment for anyone. And we also too have had what we heard this morning when somebody was getting up in the 5 minute speech. The Aquatic Society, you never know where they would be, how much interest they would have in to be part of these type of things as we go forward. Anyway, that's just my opinion. We all have our opinions.
And certainly that is important. And I will bring you back to the focus.
Mm-hmm.
I have a motion to defer in front of me today. And I think we need to deal with that, because
yes,
all of the side issues are not relative to the deferral motion, even though they're very important.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to focus you all. I have a motion moved and seconded to defer this back to staff. And it doesn't have a timeline. So we either need to get a timeline or we defer it back, and staff will decide when to bring it back. So Deputy Mayor?
I rescind my motion to defer. I'd like to make a motion to defer.
Oh, just a second.
Yeah, okay.
If you're willing to rescind,
right, yeah.
I need to ask the seconder. The seconder's willing to rescind.
Yeah.
Rescind. So we have both the mover and the seconder willing to rescind the motion to defer. So now we're back to the original motion. Deputy Mayor.
I amend the motion. I recommend that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality authorize staff to begin the process of finalizing future programming for a new outdoor aquatic facility.
So you're replacing basically all of the motion and creating a new one.
I just cut it off halfway through the first sentence.
Stop after the word facility.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Do I have a seconder to that amendment? Councilor Frelick? Do we have any discussion on that amendment? Councilor Johnson?
Just briefly, because we'll be here half tonight. I like this a little bit better, because now at the end of the day, we're driving the bus. What we decide, the only given that we know is we know we have to replace the Milton pool. We're looking for some recommendations as to what that may look like, and we have to stand behind that, because we know a four lane won't give us the economic development and the opportunity to bring people to the area that a six lane pool will do. We know that from studies from the Aquatic Center, and that can change the location, because you can put a four lane pool on the west side of the Amaro Center where you can't put a six lane pool there. So that cuts down. I think the deferral makes a lot of sense, the new motion makes a lot of sense, and I'll support that. Look,
looking at the what instead of the where.
Any other counselor have comment? Counselor Fancy?
I hate to disagree, but going with 6-lane or 4-lane, how many events would we have? Maybe one, maybe 2 years, if we had that. So it's just more cost to operate, more cost of everything. And that's why we want to try to keep it into an economical thing, which would be a 4-lane, which would be better for everyone.
But that's where we're starting.
Counselor McLeod?
If I can just make a comment regarding the fact that when the Queens Aquatic Society came with their assistance and their help and the designs and everything that we had planned at that point, there was no question about the location. It was at Queens Place.
So we have an amendment to the motion. Anyone want to speak on the amendment? Christine, can you read that amendment back? Any discussion? Are you ready for the question on the amendment?
Question.
All those in favor of the amendment? Those opposed? It passes 5-3.
That's crazy.
So now we have an amended motion to vote on. Any discussion on the amended motion? Are you ready for the question? All those in favor of the amended motion? Five. Those opposed? 5-3. It carries. Thank you all. So, the next item we have here is 12.4, Select Volunteer Representative Volunteers.
Well, I am offended today.
Don't be offended.
No, I am.
I can't help it.
Who is going to select this one?
This is the best part of the whole thing.
I'll just stir them all up.
Debbie.
Christine.
Christine,
yeah.
Yep.
You're taking the blame.
Please select your right one.
It could be you, Debbie. Yeah, she's in there. You're in there.
You could be going for dinner.
You're in there.
You're in there.
Seriously? I don't know. I haven't paid much attention to any other aspects.
So we do have Natasha Swan-White and Corey Rodenizer. And to my understanding, we picked another one?
Yep.
Brenda Lawrence,
welcome. Hi. Woohoo!
I already got the two for next year.
So.
I want to just read the motion.
Raymond, do you not submit Natasha?
I want to read the motion.
Yeah.
Like, what were the first two names?
Natasha Swan-White and Corey Rodenizer.
Yep. Thank you.
Would you like me to read the motion?
If you'd like to take the lead on that, yeah.
I recommend that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality select Natasha Swan-White and Corey Rodenizer and Brenda Lawrence as the Region of Queens Municipality's 2020 Volunteers of the Year.
Seconder for that? Councilor Phillips. Any discussion? Are you ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. Thank you. That brings us to 13.0 planning, and we have nothing to add under that today. And 14.0 reports, we have nothing there today. 15.0 is in camera. A motion to go in camera would be appropriate. Moved by Councilor Johnson, seconded by Councilor McLeod. Any discussion? Ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous, and we are now in camera. We will take a 5-minute recess.